Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Is there a glimmer of hope to a situation that I just deemed hopeless? And I'm talking about the Colorado Rockies finding a way to upset the Oakland Athletics last night at home by the score of 3-1. Patrick Saunders, good friend of this show, joins us now on the Fireball Hotline. Patrick, how'd they get it done last night?
Well, guys, clearly it was all Antonio Senzatella. Rockies only had, what, three runs, I think six hits. Senzatella was magical. I mean, complete games by Rockies pitchers are rare. That's the first one they've had since John Gray back in, I believe it was 2016. And for Senzatella in that situation where they really needed somebody to step up, he came through. He was unbelievable. 16 ground ball outs, command the whole way, never really in a lot of trouble. Super thrilled for him because he is genuinely just a terrific guy, and it was so great to see him do that.
Yeah, and Patrick, I mean, he's been great this year. I feel more comfortable with him on the mound than anybody else. And, you know, when all these young pitchers were coming up and we were kind of looking at them going back and forth, who's going to be the ace and who's going to be the number one? Will it be Marquez, Freeland, Senzatella? And Senzatella was in that conversation. Now, he had a little bit of a didn't live up to those expectations, but now you are seeing that from him, and he's been great this year.
He has. You know, it's interesting, guys. I wanted to ask you this question. We were talking in the press box yesterday. If the Rockies had a must-win one game, right, you have to win one game, get in the playoffs, advance, whatever it would be, who would you take to start that game? I went with Freeland. Now, that was before Senzatella's performance last night. I still think I'd go with Kyle Freeland because he's been there before. He pitched that wild card game in Chicago at Wrigley that one night.
Yeah.
It was sensational. He's very consistent and steady. You know what you're going to get with him. But I tell you what, Senzatella's right now is there. Certainly he and Freeland are 1-1A.
Yes.
Marquez, who's struggling a little bit early here today out of Coors, he's probably got the best pure stuff, but he's not having his best year.
And he wouldn't even be really in the conversation right now. Like you said, it would be between Senzatella and Kyle Freeland, which, you know, kudos to both of those guys for having bounced back years.
I agree completely. You know, Kyle Freeland, the guy is such a warrior. And, you know, he said it. He was embarrassed about last year. I mean, he needed to revamp basically his whole approach, and that's not easy to do. And he did. His delivery is different. His pitch selection is different. The changeup has become his go-to pitch. And he basically did that, and, you know, during one off season. That's very unusual and very difficult. Now, you guys are aware, of course, that John Gray's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is not a good thing. You know, there's only 13 games left. Still, I mean, that puts him in a predicament because right now they only have the three to count on, and Castellani's okay. But
right.
Yeah, that's a blow for sure.
Yeah, it is. And you can say what you want about John Gray. They're going to miss him. They're going to miss that arm. Patrick, Nolan Arenado came out with the comments about making the playoffs. What'd you make of that?
I thought it was great. I was honest, and I think a lot of it was misconstrued because, and maybe I'm at fault for this because I only tweeted out part of it, but my story had the whole story. Nolan, I think he was brutally honest. He said, if we aren't one of eight teams to make the playoffs, that tells me that we're not heading in the right direction, is essentially what he said. However, he added, we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, and I have to look at myself in the mirror. He was very self-critical. He understands that he has not performed up to expectations and up to his level. So I think people got upset with Nolan because they saw that quote and thought, well, you know, he's just throwing the team under the bus. No, he was throwing the whole team under the bus, including himself, saying, listen, this isn't good. If we can't be one of 8 of 15 teams to make the playoffs, we're not in a good spot. I liked his honesty.
Well, what's the future here? I mean, if I know you don't have a crystal ball, but let's just pretend one's in front of you. Like, this relationship between Rockies and Nolan is what?
Well, it depends on the relationship. It depends who you're talking to. Talking about Nolan, his teammates, everything's fine. Talking about Nolan, Bud Black, I think things are good. Talking about Nolan and Jeff Bradich, kind of, an unstable truce, I suppose. So you don't know. I mean, we all know Nolan can opt out after 2021. And we all were under the assumption he was going to do that if he wasn't traded. But COVID has changed the landscape so dramatically. I mean, the big money free agent contracts, I don't think are going to be out there like they would have if we hadn't had the virus. So then that means Nolan, does he look at it and say, I don't care, I'm going to opt out anyway and try to go to a place where I think I can win? Or does he look at the financial landscape and say, you know what? Man, I can't turn down $35 million a year for a uncertain future and, especially coming off a subpar year. I think everything is completely up in the air right now regarding Nolan Arenado and the Rockies.
Patrick, could you see a scenario where, you know, he goes basketball style and he kind of forces his way out of here by, you know, making the team, you're not making them, but kind of forcing them to trade him. And he gets to keep that contract now and he won't opt out. And then he gets to go to whatever team he wants. And in return, the Rockies get, you know, obviously some players and that.
Yeah, that's, you know what, I could certainly see that happening. I mean, we saw a little bit of that last year, the war of words between him and Bradich last year, right?
Yep.
I mean, you know, Nolan didn't come right out and say, trade me, but come on, reading between the lines, that's what he wanted. So, you know, and if the Rockies, you know, and think of it this way, the Rockies, they're going to have a bunch of guys, including Trevor Story, including John Gray, and I believe Kyle Freeland, all their contracts end after 2021. Well, if the Rockies want to hold on to Trevor and make him a big offer and maybe get ahead of the game and sign him to an extension before he becomes a free agent, well, you know, and Charlie Blackman's making big bucks too. So maybe somebody comes knocking on their door with an offer for Nolan and he makes it clear that if he can work out the parameters like you just laid out, you know what? Maybe he's gone. That would not shock me. People I've talked to in the industry believe that's certainly a possibility.
And up until this point, Patrick, and Patrick Saunders here joining us on the Fireball Hotline, you know, up until this point, I've been like, you know, a proponent of keeping Nolan at all costs. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. He's the greatest third baseman I've ever seen with my eyes. And you just, as a fundamental rule, you don't trade a generational talent like that and expect to get better. But I am starting to take a step back from that stance because I'm looking at a Rockies team that massively underperformed a year ago. For my money, the most underachieving team in baseball a year ago. And now they're following it up. You know, they're a losing club. They're a losing club. They have a losing record at home. They're in fourth place in the West right now. Like, Patrick, they're letting more than half the teams in the league make the playoffs this year, and the Rockies, realistically, are on the outside looking in. And I'm looking at this group of, when you talk about them individually, you're like, yeah, that's a good player. Okay, this guy, he's a good player. That's a good player. But they don't play collectively good baseball. And I just, like, can the Rockies really just roll everyone out again next year and expect to be something that it has not, that this group is going to regain its 2018 form? I just don't know if that's a ledge I'm willing to go up against.
They can't. I mean, if the front office decides that's the take, the way they want to go, stand pat and think, that's okay. It was an off year, 60-game season, an aberration. That's ridiculous. Because you think about it, some of the guys that they fully expected, not just Nolan, guys they expected to come through for them this year have just not. And that starts with Daniel Murphy. That's David Dahl, although he's been hurt, but even when he was healthy, he wasn't productive. Ryan McMahon has been really disappointing. The bullpen's been disappointing. You're exactly right. I mean, if the Rockies just stand pat, and Nolan Arenado thinks that the Rockies are just going to stand pat, I don't blame him for wanting out. And I'm curious, you know, what Trevor Story's attitude is. Trevor plays such things very close to the vest. He's not the kind of guy, he's not as outspoken as Nolan. But, you know, I mean, Trevor Story's going to make a boatload of money when he becomes a free agent, because he's got just mega talent, as we all know. Yeah, although even Trevor right now is not playing particularly well. Boy, guys, there's a lot of question marks for this franchise right now.
Yeah.
It seems like there always are. I mean, I think all that glow from the 17 and 18 playoffs, that's all gone.
Oh man, I'm really disappointed we're having this conversation with this type of tone. I really just am. It's the top of the third right now. The Rockies down 1-0 against the A's. Patrick, we really appreciate you regardless of the tone. We really appreciate you coming by here weekly and giving us your insight. And, you know, we'll do this a couple more times and hopefully the tone changes and the Rocks can find themselves, on the inside of the playoffs. But, you know, I have my doubts at this point.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, if they can find a way to get a little run here, get into the playoffs, you know what? I mean, yeah, it's, as I've said to you guys before, it's a little bit of a participation ribbon this year if you make the eighth spot in the playoffs, but that's better than not making it at all.
No, for sure. Look, at this point, if they find a way in, at this point, I'm counting it as a victory because I'm honestly counting them out, to be totally honest with you. Patrick, enjoy the rest of the game. Have a great day, man.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, you got it.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.